Bluevine's banking solutions are built to help our customers, like Michael, succeed.
If I could tell a fellow business owner just one thing about Bluevine, I would tell them it's the easiest and most powerful way for your business to have its money working for you, earning a really high interest rate, but still have the cash be liquid and accessible.
Learn how Bluevine can help your business. Open an account today at Bluevine.com. That's Bluevine.com.
Bluevine is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Coastal Community Bank, member FDIC. Annual percentage yield may vary based on your selected checking plan and eligibility requirements.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. It could get more expensive to own an EV in the U.S. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives advanced a bill to place an annual fee on electric vehicles to help fund road repairs. The bill would place a $250 annual fee on EVs and a $100 fee on hybrids. According to the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, the Highway Trust Fund faces a $142 billion shortfall over the next 5 years. Road repairs are funded through taxes on gas and diesel, which EV drivers don't pay. However, the EV advocacy group, the Electrification Coalition, says the $250 yearly fee on EVs is unfair because the average gas-powered vehicle only pays about $88 a year in federal fuel taxes. And House Republicans are also ramping up their efforts to revoke California's ability to set its own vehicle emission standards. Yesterday, they voted to rescind California's mandate for zero-emission heavy-duty trucks by 2045, and also repealed a separate EPA waiver that restricted NOx emissions from big trucks and engines. And today, House Republicans will vote to repeal an EPA waiver that allows California to ban sales of new gas-powered vehicles in 2035. Republicans are trying to revoke the waivers using the Congressional Review Act, or CRA. However, it's unclear if they have the authority to do so after the Government Accountability Office ruled in March that the House can't revoke the waivers with the CRA, which requires a majority vote in the Senate. The European auto industry continued to limp along in the first quarter, and the situation will likely get worse as Trump's tariffs hurt car exports to the United States. The ACEA, or the group that represents automakers in the EU, says Q1 sales fell 1.9%. Even so, there were some bright spots. Sales of EVs were up 23.9%, with nearly 413,000 BEVs sold, even though Tesla was down 36%. Hybrids were up nearly 21% to 964,000 units, and PHEVs were up a little over 1%. But gasoline cars fell over 20%, and diesel was down 27%, which dragged down the whole market. And with the European market so weak, it's not a surprise to see that Mercedes, Stellantis, and Volvo all reported lower sales and earnings. Mercedes saw its sales of cars and vans fall 4%, while revenue fell 7%. Its EBIT plummeted 41%, and its net profits were even worse, with a 43% drop. Volvo posted some miserable numbers, too. It sold 172,200 cars, down 6%. Revenue dropped 11.7% to only $3.4 billion. Its EBIT plummeted 72%, and profits fell 73% to very low levels. And these numbers help explain why Volvo dumped its CEO Jim Rowan and brought Håkan Samuelsson back out of retirement to run the company again. Stellantis posted its Q1 numbers, but for some odd reason, it does not publish its operating or net profits, just its sales and revenue. And that must be a real frustration for investors because it really doesn't give them a clear idea of what's happening at the company. Stellantis sold 1.2 million vehicles in the first 3 months of the year, down 9%, and its revenue fell 14% to 35.8 billion euros. We can only imagine the bottom line looks terrible, but we probably won't know how bad it is until it reports its first half results. And one quick tariff update here. General Motors says those tariffs will shave anywhere from $4 to $5 billion off its bottom line this year. And once we get guidance from all the automakers, suppliers, and retailers, the cost of the tariffs is going to be a staggering number. Ford has scrapped an in-house development program that was aimed to create an all-new electronic architecture. It was supposed to be a fully networked zonal architecture for both electric and ICE vehicles that had more OTA capabilities and services for customers. It was also meant to cut costs, improve quality, and generate more revenue for the automaker. But Reuters reports that the program has run into delays and was part of the reason that Ford lost $4.7 billion on software and EVs in 2023 and $5 billion last year. All automakers have seemed to struggle in some sort of way developing centralized zonal architectures. But it's been especially hard for legacy automakers like Ford that can have 150 different modules from dozens of suppliers that all need to talk to and work smoothly with one another. So Ford says it will absorb what it learned from the program into its current software system and will rely on its Skunkworks program to develop the new electronic architecture. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, some members of Tesla's board reached out to executive search firms about a month ago to find a possible replacement for Elon Musk. It says they were concerned about the CEO's focus on his role in the Trump administration and its possible relation to the company's falling sales and stock price at the time. Tesla's X page has since posted a response from chairperson Robin Denholm that the report is false and that the board is confident in Musk's ability. And Elon called it a, quote, deliberately false article. But the journal says the board spoke to its CEO about spending more time at the company, and one analyst from Wedbush Securities even called it a, quote, very tense situation and a warning shot from the board. However, they'd be surprised if the board was still searching for a replacement after Elon announced in Tesla's latest earnings call that he cut his time at the White House significantly and that Musk is likely to stay on as CEO for at least the next 5 years. And in other Tesla news, the company also plans to roll out its own network of public chargers for its semi-truck. At a presentation during the Advanced Clean Transportation Expo, the senior manager of Tesla's semi program said that it's aiming to deploy 46 public megawatt chargers, mainly in California and Texas, by early 2027. The semi has been designed to have up to roughly 500 miles of range, and the manager also claims that test trucks have already driven nearly 8 million miles. Isuzu is jumping into the EV truck segment with an electric version of its D-Max midsize pickup. The truck features a nearly 67 kilowatt hour battery pack and two electric motors that combine for 188 horsepower and 240 pound-feet of torque. That pack provides a range of 163 miles or 263 kilometers based on the WLTP test cycle. And it makes enough power to move from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 10.1 seconds. Pricing hasn't been announced yet, but it's expected to cost more than the diesel-powered D-Max, which starts at $41,600 or 36,500 euros. While the D-Max EV will be built in Thailand, it will first launch in left-hand drive European countries in the third quarter and right-hand versions for the UK launch in early 2026. The pickup will also be sold in Australia. And don't forget to tune in to Autoline After Hours today. We've got Chad Durkee from the supplier Forvia coming on the show. It just showed off a bunch of cool new tech at the Shanghai Auto Show, and no doubt we'll get into the impact of tariffs on suppliers. Industry expert Lindsay Brook will also be on the show, so join the fun with John and Gary this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. But that's a wrap for me, and I hope to see you later today.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Intrepid Control Systems. Over-the-air engineering boosts your game. Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility. And by...
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Blue Vine's banking solutions are built to help our customers, like Michael, succeed.
If I could tell a fellow business owner just one thing about Blue Vine, I would tell them it's the easiest and most powerful way for your business to have its money working for you, earning a really high interest rate, but still have the cash be liquid and accessible.
Learn how Blue Vine can help your business. Open an account today at BlueVine.com. That's BlueVine.com.
Blue Vine is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Coastal Community Bank, member FDIC. Annual percentage yield may vary based on your selected checking plan and eligibility requirements.